Distinguished guests, it's a great opportunity to address this 39th session of the FAO. I'd like to first acknowledge Samoan Minister, the Mamea Ropata, who is doing an outstanding job chairing this conference. I attended a wonderful dinner on Saturday night with the South Pacific countries. This proved a valuable opportunity for us to share ideas and engage socially over some fantastic Italian food and beverage. I acknowledge that FAO is increasing its focus on small island states and the unique challenges that we all face. New Zealand endorses this approach. I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate Director General Graciano da Silva on his re-election. New Zealand looks forward to continuing to working with you, and we support your focus on driving efficiencies and consolidating on the gains you have made over the last 4 years. We also support your focus on decentralisation and on the regions. FAO is at its strongest when it focuses its limited resources into areas where it has a strong comparative advantage, like international standards development for food safety in Codex. Sound international standards, those of the IPPC, are needed to help protect agriculture from unwanted pests and diseases and maintain important international access to markets. New Zealand is an isolated island state with a unique biodiversity. We understand the strong importance on biosecurity more than most, and I have made biosecurity my number one priority as Minister. There are many challenges that FAO has to grapple with. One of those is a sustainable management of global fisheries and the elimination of illegal fishing, which must remain a key priority for all of us. Another issue is ensuring we have global food supply to meet the needs of an ever-growing population. We support the strategic framework on food security to ensure that people around the world have access to safe and nutritious food. New Zealand is indeed doing its part. We feed around 40 million people. We became a global food producer right back in 1882. With the first ever shipment of frozen sheep carcasses to the United Kingdom. We now export quality food products to around 130 countries, many of whom are in the room today. But we are a relatively small player on the international stage, producing just 1% of world beef production, 3% of dairy, and 6% of world sheep meat production. There has been much talk in Milan and here at this conference about the hundreds of millions of people who don't have enough food. This has been a challenging global issue for many years. The solution is not just about awareness and collaboration amongst the 194 FAO member nations. We really need to drive for results through sound agriculture policies and more open trade. Short-sighted protectionist policies can hurt the very people these interventions seek to help. This is done by locking local producers into unprofitable and eventually unsustainable production. New Zealand abolished agriculture subsidies in the early 1980s. While initially painful, it was ultimately the best decision for our farmers. Our farmers had to look to new markets and adopt new innovation inside the farm gate. We now produce food far more efficiently than what we did 30 years ago. Just give you one example. In the 1980s, we had around 70 million sheep. Now we have just around 30 million sheep. But importantly, we produce as much sheep meat in less than half the flock size. There are many challenges facing farmers around the world. These include the impact of climate change and the need to make efficient use of the world's limited natural resources. New Zealand has been at the forefront of efforts to find ways of increasing agriculture production without increasing greenhouse gas emissions. New Zealand was instrumental in promoting the Global Research Alliance on Agricultural Greenhouse Gases, and it is proud that 45 countries have now committed to the GRA. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, in summary, it is my belief that we can all learn from each other, and together we can secure more sustainable food for future generations to enjoy. Thank you very much.